I can talk about him saying Dover cod.
I didn't say it, did you?
Oh, Chris.
No, Martin.
Martin said it.
George Thomas. Lord Tonopandy.
Tommy Farr. Charlie Farley. What's that put on here?
Where's Alan? Don't know what.
It might have gone now. It might have gone.
What's that?
Rings a bell, do I?
I don't know where it is.
Never seen that.
Definitely seen it somewhere.
It's probably not good.
That's what's got it, isn't it?
George, that's a king, isn't it? Cliff Morgan. Is it?
Right.
So
I'll get us halfway between you.
Dennis.
Dennis A.B. That's not there now. That's gone.
What are we doing now?
Conversation now for about
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that? It's a pit somewhere. It's a
colliery, eh?
Did any of you work down the colliery?
I have, yeah.
I think that is...
T-Mode.
No.
No, it's not. Well, no, it is.
Isn't it?
It is T-Mode, because there's Abbott's there.
Isn't it the Pontiac?
There's the Yeti over there.
You got Abbott there.
It's the Yeti, yeah, there's an Opposition over there.
Mm.
Quite right.
Which one do you work down then?
Lewis Murtha. Sister Pitt is just, that was in 3 hours, that was an Hopkins Town only a mile down the road. They'll be calling Lewis Murtha and they come up in Hopkins Town.
When did you finish that?
1984, they closed the pit up.
Don't know that.
Lord Tonopandy in the middle of that. That looks like Dr. Who to me. The first Doctor Who.
I sat there. No, it's not.
These are all secretaries of safe state for Wales at one time, is he?
Rugby?
You were there? 1991.
Where to was that?
Pencampur. Where were you going?
Well, it's just...
That's got to be going there. Somewhere school in London, isn't it?
Do you know where it is?
No.
No.
Pencampur.
Was that Tom? No, it wouldn't be Tom Penn. No.
Where's that to then? Watts, or was it one of used to be one of Watts, isn't it? The Watts, then? Probably.
I think it might be an Essier or somewhere.
Somewhere. No. Somewhere in Essier, is it? Don't think there's a Welsh school in Essier.
I don't know what it is.
I think it is.
That's the Lewis Worth of Colliery.
Yeah, that's when I worked there.
That pit, my father-in-law was 42 years on alcoholism.
Was he?
He died of emphysema.
Oh.
And he couldn't claim that it wasn't just his emphysema.
No. Bertie and Ezra Trevor?
No, terrible, isn't it?
Oh.
And did he work under the NCB or when he was under private ownership?
NCB. He worked there. He died when he was 60 odd. He was there when he was a boy, a boy, 40 odd years.
I worked for him, eh? Same shift.
Yeah, still doing the same goals.
How was his error? Then it's just a...
Travel there, look. No goals, just a letter.
Ah, it's a letter, eh?
Which you've all transformed that place now, the Heritage Park.
Were you working right up to the last day it closed?
Yeah.
What happened the last few days then, before closing? What did
Well, I say the last day, not the actual last day, because we got transferred, but... People have stayed there just to take stuff out from the pit. No one maintenance, just fetching things out that they could get out, and the rest they just, well, they just scrapped. It's just...
That line with that, when I was...
£1 million worth of stuff down there, they just, well, that's it, they couldn't get
out. That colliery line there, well, it won the colliery line, but that line would take it right up to Mardy, which now doesn't go up that way. See the railway line there? It's through the two valleys, the Rondavach and Rondavown. It just goes up the one valley now, instead of the two used to take it up... What was the Marty Mollison?
It was the Vach.
They used to take up either the Vach or the Vowel.
The Vowel is still open and goes up to Tura, but doesn't it? And the Vach line goes up to Mardy.
Which was the line, isn't it?
That's a donkey's years ago, isn't it?
Mm.
say they only used that for the bloody pit anyway, eh? So it's fine.
That's never changed, any apart from that. Everything else is the same, or even landscaping is now in his post-rugby field over there.
Post-rugby club?
Well, that's where we live, in the dip,
that's
around
the
back of there.
The old chimney there.
That's quite an old photo, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where we sit in, there.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Over there we are, aren't we? In the middle of the V, by there.
I would always swear me. Because that's where you go down to Porth, this is where we are. We are.
Roughly, yeah.
Because that's all the old bakery and that there, mate. So we're just there.
Were you better protected against the dust than...
No.
You were?
I reckon anyone who went underground is full of dust. I don't care what they all say.
Well, yeah, my father-in-law, for 40 years, was down there.
Yeah.
He had nothing for it.
No.
Not dust.
Pneumonia
he used
to be dying from.
No.
Dying from pneumonia. Yeah. Grandfather couldn't walk when he died. Couldn't go to the toilet. Didn't have the strength to go to the toilet, and he said, pneumonia. Full of it.
My father-in-law went from...
Grandfather, he said he was bronchitis, like.
Yeah.
From 18 stone, my father-in-law, 18 and a half stone, 19 stone, what would I call him? He was a big bloke.
Mm. I work with him.
He went from that, down to a skinny,
yeah,
like you were cancelled there. And he died in hospital.
Same shit for me and dad.
And people say to me, have you been down to see the Heritage Park? I said, my father worked under there.
Yeah.
Don't go down and see that lot. I think it's a good thing to go and look what happened, you know, what it used to be like, but when people who died belonged to you, like, it's a different thing then.
Well, I remember, I'm from the Neath Valley, I remember people in Neath, my father's a doctor, you know, who died from the dust. Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they'd never admit it, were they?
No,
they wouldn't. That was the worst thing about it, isn't it? They all died in
private thing, yeah. You had no chance.
They'll never admit it, like. No.
They knew Stan.
Bronchitis, it's pneumonia. It's rubbish. And everybody knows this rubbish.
Two good actors, huh?
Food dealers, yeah, eh?
Where's Stanley and Stanley's on, yeah?
He come from Food Dealers, or Pandy, was he?
From Pandy, yeah.
Oh, Stanley Baker's from Food Dealers, isn't he?
He was in the Rondelier this week. That looks like Timo. I can't believe two pits. That looks exciting, isn't Timo, I do. Have you watched him? Yeah, that's my buddy over there. I worked with every one of these on the other. Him. And my Mac over there, look. Same shift. He still works, he works in a tower now. Will.
Who's that about, Will?
The only one, that's Sam Allett, that is, I can't remember. It's the same boxer he was.
Would they have been married?
Yeah, most of these are married. He's still working in tower, he is. He's the only one, I think, out of all of them has left. Jeff there, my mucker, me and him, is finished altogether. Jeff there, this one, he's finished. He's finished.
I see, where's he from? I don't know him.
They're all from Watson,
aren't
they?
Yeah. That couldn't be taken long ago, that.
No, I was in Lewis Murtha, that is. I was on there, but I was over here somewhere. The photo, didn't I? Oh yeah, the photo, I'm on there, Jeff is on it, but then we're over here, three of us.
They got one of the Lewis Murtha now, they got a book, I don't know if you've ever seen it, the Heritage Park, and my father-in-law's in there, down the pit, showing a photo of him, like, when he was working underneath the ground. That was a while back, though.
Could have been in there, like that.
Yeah.
Were they all good mates together, like, you know?
Well, down there is a different, but you can't explain to anyone because no one would understand. It's not like, yeah, I'm working on the buildings, but it's the things you had down there, and everyone looked after each other, you know what I mean?
Got
you wouldn't have it today, now they're just shitting out today. You don't want to know. Once they beat these, that was the end of everything. It's the miners were beat. Unions are gone. They just do what they like to, you know. Pay with the less money they want to, and then if you don't like it, up the road.
That's it.
There's not much work around here then?
Well, it's work there, but if you want to work for next to nothing, you don't get a union, you can't go to a union and say, oh, well, I'm not working for £2 an hour or whatever it may be, and they just pay you £2 an hour. If you don't like it, all right, we'll get kids off the street, 16.
It seems to be a lot of people who are better off on the dole than working.
Yeah.
Well,
of course it is. When you take it, you work now, say I can, I work for say £140 a week, I'm married, I got two children. Mm. I've been working for £140 a week, and you fetching home, was that, say £110, £105, £110?
Mm.
I can go on the dole, I can get exactly the same money.
Mm.
It is, you know, you're not, you're working for nothing, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
And as people who come to this club are on the dole, or you're every night of the week, and the likes of us can make it once or twice a week.
Exactly, aye.
And they're looking at us saying, you were paying our wages.
Well, what would you say to the argument that they always put up, that if you put up the wages, then there are fewer jobs? What do you say to that?
Well, I think everyone is...
Everybody should work.
My argument is, people say, well, you work, to me, you should have to work weekends or anything like that, overtime, because you should be on a basic wage. That should be good enough for you working 5 days. As far as
if you were working hard for 5 days of the week, then you should have a good standard of living.
We're supposed to be in the EEC, yet people in Germany are on twice as much money as we are on. And you know what I mean? At the end of the day, when I keep going back to it, the war, well, we won the war, but we were worse off. So where do we know? We were in bed off Germany beating us and flattening Britain and then building it all back up, and then we'd all be on £500 a week and whatever.
That's it, don't
I? You know what I mean?
They won't work overtime. They won't work weekends or nothing, or dare. That's why they